You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Put away your smartphone and your tablets. Talk face-to-face. Play some board games. Connect with one another. That's the message from 3 and Up Lounge in Plymouth. Angela Space is co-founder of the lounge. Angela, how'd you come up with this idea?
My husband and I visited a board game cafe in Toronto, and board game cafes exist in many other countries in the world and are quite popular, and they haven't really sprung up in the United States. Part of it might be our technology base, part of it might be just people's different priorities. And so we thought, this is a really cool, great idea, but we didn't want to run a cafe, we didn't want to run a bar. We wanted to have people and then connect them via games. So we've morphed this idea of a board game cafe where you sell sandwiches and grilled cheese and coffee and really turned it more into a lounge where people first and foremost connect with each other. Secondary is the games and the idea of playing together and having fun and laughing and learning.
And the whole idea is, let's make this technology free and let's actually look each other in the face and connect?
Yes, we think people are important, and we've gotten away from that. I spend a lot of time on my phone in front of a computer. My kids are asking for tablets for Christmas. You know, everybody has the same, I wouldn't call it a problem, but phenomenon, right? That we are technology-based. And so my husband said, okay, let's take this idea of a community center a step further and use games as the medium for the communication and for the connection. From there, it kind of blossomed, and people have been really great accepting our quirky, electronic-free game environment.
In fact, I would suspect for some it's almost a relief. I can put it away. They're making me put it away, so I don't have to be checking work emails.
Yeah, it's almost it's kind of funny because people are a little skeptical, I'd say, when they walk in the door and they say, "We really have to put our phone away?" And we said, "Yes, we'd like you to." We have some funny ways of convincing people to put it away. We have an anti-Wi-Fi zone. We let people boo each other. In fact, if they're texting. Of course, there's some common sense rules. I just told my doctor friend, it's okay if you have your phone on because you're saving lives. Pregnant women allowed to have their phones on. It's not a strong hand rule, but it is a suggestion. And we really enjoy watching people put it away and then kind of forgetting about the time, forgetting about the news feed and spending time with each other.
And what kind of effect are you hoping the 3 and Up Lounge will have on the Plymouth area?
Plymouth has such a vibrant nature, and we have added something quite quirky to that. There are restaurants, there are yogurt places, there are salons, and there are a few things to do, we say. We're a thing to do. We're an experience. And there are a few of those in Plymouth. But we're hoping to become a place where when you are heading to dinner in Plymouth or you're heading to grab a cocktail with a friend, you'll say, hey, we can go by the board game lounge for an hour and a half, hang around, and then head to dinner and really be able to talk to each other and laugh and spend time with each other in sort of that one-on-one or maybe group setting.
The 3 and Up Lounge is on South Main Street in Plymouth. Angela, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.